This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world. At the end of this month, representatives from different tribes, ethnicities and countries of the Amazonian rainforest and even other rainforests of South America will meet at Stanford University. They will be brought by efforts from different organizations inside and outside Stanford. They will be talking about a way to save the rainforest, but also their land rights. They will talk about the state of their home and their tribe, and they will exchange knowledge with researchers, academics, and other institutions. To talk about this, our guest is Dr. Jose Fragoso. He's a researcher at the California Academy of Science and also a professor at Stanford University. He had also worked for many years for the Center of Latin American Studies at Stanford University. Dr. Fragoso has been with us in the show before and will be back soon. He spends many months every year researching new species in the Brazilian Amazon and also studying ways to preserve its environment. He has great experience sharing ideas and learning about different native tribes of the South American rainforests. Stay with us at Atenea Americana, and remember that you may find this and all our shows at StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org. Stay with us. Here we are in Atenea Americana, and today we have a now recurrent guest to the show, Dr. Fragoso from the California Academy of Science and Stanford University. Warwick, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. I always enjoy our interview here.
Cool. You were telling me a little bit about this new great event that is going to be here at Stanford University. And I think it's great that you are bringing native chief of different tribes from the Amazons to Stanford to talk about ecology.
Yes, we're all very excited about this. We're bringing 10 indigenous leaders and shamans from the Amazon, from different countries, mainly from Brazil, but also Ecuador and Guyana. And they're going to be here from May 24th to May 26th. So, and they're going to be presenting, giving some panel discussions on issues such as climate change and how it is affecting or will affect indigenous peoples in the Amazon basin, and their perspective on the idea of climate change. There will be some who will talk about biodiversity and animals and plants and how they use them, and also what they think of the extinctions that are occurring right now. Some will be talking about their land rights and how that's been affected recently by the change in government in Brazil, how that's been impacted by oil development in Ecuador and potential land development in Guyana as well. Mm-hmm. And then some are just going to talk about their culture, which is really exciting. We're getting some shaman coming, some religious leaders, and I'm always excited to hear them speak because they always describe environment and people in ways that are very different from the way we normally think of it. And it'll be May 24th to 26th over at the Native American Center across from Tresseter.
Yeah, and how many other institutions are helping this event?
So it's very broad-based. The Native American Center is one of the lead institutions, and Karen Beastman, the director, has been very involved in helping with this. And also the Latin American, or Center for Latin American Studies, and Alberto Diaz, the new leader, has been very involved. The Woods Institute, Chris Field, has helped with this. Peter Vitusik of the Woods Institute. Rodolfo Dierzo of biology has also been very helpful. Pam Mattson in biology and Dean of Sciences has been extremely helpful. It's kind of a broad-based sort of thing. Everyone's kind of interested to hear what these indigenous peoples think is happening in the Amazon.
And is there going to be a big panel open to the public, or is mostly between scientists and leaders to talk among themselves?
There'll be a little bit of both. So the first day, all the leaders will be presenting their thoughts, and that's open to the Stanford community. And everybody can come. And we're actually hoping to attract people from outside campus as well, from the many institutions in our area. Everyone's always interested in what Native Americans and Indigenous peoples are doing with regard to the environment and their culture. So we're hoping to see people from the foundations in the area, from the business community. It's really is open. The idea is to reach everyone.
And I know that a lot of your work is going there and also talk with the communities and kind of have a partnership about taking care of the environment. Are you normally, or people that work with you normally, in communication with the same leaders that are coming?
Yes, some of them live so remotely that I actually had to begin last year to be able to communicate with them. So the communications is actually challenging. One of the leaders, for example, lives in a little village on top of the mountains that separate Venezuela from Brazil. And to communicate with him, I have to sometimes give a month in order to get a reply to an answer when he's in his village. And some of the others have been similar. So we've been communicating already quite a lot, and that's been really exciting. They're all excited to come. It's a journey just to get them here. The U.S. State Department has been very helpful in terms of trying to get them organized to get visas, because, of course, they have to get visas. Some don't have passports. We had one person that I was especially excited about getting here. A spiritual leader, a shaman. But it turns out he's never had a passport, so it would be too difficult to get one in this time, so we had to give up on him. But the others are quite excited. We have women coming, women leaders. We have young people coming. Because one of the ideas is also to interact with the Native American community on campus. And some people don't know this, but we have about 300 Native American students at Stanford. And so one day will be given over, the last day, to having one-on-one interactions with the Native American students that we have. So they can understand what's happening with Native Americans in South America and in Latin America, which is really exciting to have that exchange of experiences and ideas.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. What are the topics you are going to cover?
Because it's such a broad-based group that's supporting bringing these people here, we are going to try to cover aspects of importance to both the Amazonian peoples, indigenous peoples, and to our community here. So one aspect that almost everyone will talk about, the indigenous people coming, will be land rights. Because with the change in government, especially in Brazil, with some of the oil development issues in Ecuador, people continue to be very concerned about their land rights.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, especially with the change in government, there are new threats, and there have been more threats to people's land rights, mm-hmm. and actually more land invasions occurring. And I know that about a week before they come here, or the week just before coming, there's going to be a major gathering of indigenous people in the national capital, Brasilia, to try and force the government to take more seriously the laws that exist mm-hmm. with regard to land rights. So I'm sure they're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know they are. Climate change is really important. Many people are concerned with the predictions for the Amazon. Many areas will dry up. That means life will become harder. Two of the people coming actually are very involved in our state representatives for indigenous peoples' concerns with climate change. In fact, I think both have been to California and met with state government officials, because California interacts very closely because of climate change concerns in California and carbon exchange programs that California government set up
mm-hmm.
With the state of Acre in Brazil, for example. And so the indigenous leader and state representative is coming to, and he'll discuss some of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones will be about plants and animals and the extinctions that are occurring in the Amazon and the threats to plants and animals in the forest. We have a couple of people who talk about that. Mm-hmm. Some of the women, there are two to three indigenous women coming. They'll mm-hmm. talk about how women's rights are affected by all this and the culture of women's rights in the society and how this is being affected by some of the mm-hmm. issues they're facing right now.
Mm-hmm. To have a schedule about what is going to happen and more information about the timing of things. Where can people go online and find this?
We are not online yet,
mm-hmm.
but we will be soon. There will be postings at the Native American Center
okay.
on their webpage, and also in at the Latin American Studies webpage. I'm not sure if we'll put an independent one mm-hmm. up yet, but certainly those two.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be postings on campus in the usual events pages mm-hmm. announcing this as well.
Perfect. We'll be there. I'm very excited about that.
Good. Yeah, I think for the Latin American community especially, this mm-hmm. will be very important because of the Latin leaders that are coming.
Yeah.
To discuss these issues.
Yeah, and to talk about the environment. And it's not just, mainly start with Latin American environment, but it's the global environment.
Yes.
How yeah. it affects the whole world.
Yes, as they say, what happens in the Amazon affects everyone and affects climate everywhere. And so it is really key for that.
Yeah. Well, it has been, as usual, very interesting and eye-opener, our conversation, and I hope it is for all our listeners, and we hope to have you back.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford, 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.